It's really just unavoidable at this point. So I just figured all in. Probably not going to get up at an extremely early hour to watch it. But for those of you who are really into it, the Anglophiles or maybe the folks like me who just watch Sherlock every once in a while, here are some great perks. Some of the best and oddest, weirdest perks of being a royal as our own. I guess we can claim her, right? Meghan Markle is now going to become a royal. Here are some of the perks of being a royal. Ironed shoelaces. Prince Charles, has three personal valets, all dedicated to maintaining the wardrobe of the prince and picking out what he will wear. Another thing they're responsible for, they have to iron his shoelaces. On every pair of shoes the prince owns, they have to iron them. Best and weirdest perks of being a royal, the queen can ban humor. So I'm guessing I wouldn't last long. Once Queen Elizabeth II dies, the people of Britain are banned from being funny on public television. For reals. BBC is not allowed to air anything humorous for the 12 days between her death and her funeral. In the event of the Queen's passing, BBC will immediately stop what they're doing, make the announcement of her death, and start airing the documentaries about the Queen's life that have been pre-recorded. The station even has black suits and ties ready to be thrown on at a moment's notice. This is real life, folks. Best and weirdest perks of being a royal, the potatoes are measured. Yes, all potatoes are measured before they're served at Buckingham Palace. Why? It's to make sure they're of similar dimensions and don't throw off the appearance of the dinner plate. Someone breaks in your shoes. Yes, the queen hires someone to break in her shoes for her so she doesn't have to suffer in stiff new shoes. She simply can't be seen complaining about uncomfortable footwear or wanting to change her shoes so someone else makes sure they are comfortable for her. No washing machines. Prince Charles and Duchess Camilla's clothes are not allowed to be cleaned in washing machines. Everything is hand washed. One hazard: when they sent their clothing away to be cleaned, they found that some of the clothing is actually being kept as souvenirs. And one more, we'll get to more of these later. Warm biscuits. Warm biscuits, weirdest perks of being a royal. Prince Charles enjoys cheese and biscuits at the end of many of his meals since he's particular about everything. He insists that they be kept at a very certain temperature. The staff keeps a warming pan just to make sure his biscuits are hot enough for his liking. Must be nice. Perks of being a royal. More coming up later. Here's Never Gray, Here and Now. Well, I want to share a workout with you. A workout with you so you can do something productive if you are getting up early to watch the royal wedding. Here's a workout for you. Every time you see an over-the-top hat, headwear that's just completely over-the-top, do 10 crunches. Every time you see horses, do 10 jumping jacks. Royal wedding workout. Every time you see one of the royal kids making a funny face, do 5 push-ups. Every time you see a celebrity, do 5 star jumps. Oh, that's going to hurt. Every time you see the queen, 5 burpees. And finally, royal wedding workout. Every time a reporter says something is non-traditional, do 10 lunges. You are going to be in rockin' awesome shape after that wedding. That's Stellar Cart, Life is Good. Let's take just a little bit of a break, just a little bit of a break here from the royal wedding coverage. Elijah joins me here on the Wib Wake Up Show, 746, 58 degrees. Let's take a break from the royal wedding coverage to debate this.
Laurel.
What do you hear?
Laurel.
Text me, 715-396-1670. We're going to have a little debate here. What do you hear again?
Laurel.
Do you hear Yanny or do you hear Laurel? And now some of you may be confused by that, which is why I brought Elijah in, because I hear Yanny every single time. I've avoided this debate for the last couple days, but we need to talk about this. This is a matter of at least regional, if not national, importance.
You could argue international importance.
Well, true, considering how viral this thing has gotten. Again, what do you hear, Yanny or Laurel? I hear Yanny.
Laurel.
And I...
Laurel.
I don't know what you're talking about because
you
it's
hear
so obviously Laurel every time.
As in like Laurel and Hardy, you hear
yep.
Laurel.
I mean, I can't hear anything else.
So interesting.
A little story for you.
Yes.
I actually went to my younger brother's graduation from Barron County yesterday.
Okay.
Congratulations to my brother Luke for graduating. So one of the speakers that they had presented an award to, like a distinguished alumni award.
Yeah.
He's giving this speech, blah, 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 giving some advice to the graduates. And he actually mentions this whole Laurel versus Yanny thing.
I'm like, pretty sure the White House has addressed it as well. And you're
it's
like,
everywhere.
You think they'd be occupied with like the bad Korea or something. But apparently.
Well, and then we're all sitting around at Culver's afterwards.
Yeah.
And Luke is like, all right, you know, my parents weren't exactly. They're like, we've heard of this, but what is this? What was he talking about? So we're sitting in Culver's. Everyone's hunched over Luke's phone. And There's five of us, my siblings and my parents. My brother, we all hear it, and Luke and I are like, oh, it's very obviously Laurel. My parents are like, no, it's very obviously Yanni.
So there's like an age divide there, which I have seen some explanations of this. Now, well, we'll give you the official explanation a little bit later if you're interested. But in the meantime, this is what we want. 715-396-1670. Where do you fall on this? Text us. 715-396-1670. You've probably seen this debate all over Facebook
Laurel.
And Twitter. What do you hear?
Laurel.
Do you hear Yanni or do you hear Laurel? I'm just unofficial straw poll here. 715-396-1670. Text us. I want to know what you hear.
Laurel.
And after that, I was going to say I'd never play this clip again, but I probably will until it dies out.
Well, you could argue that it's probably going to be relevant for another, I don't know, couple of days.
With the news cycle, yeah, it might make it through the weekend, maybe.
We'll see if it jumps the weekend. Otherwise, I mean, it was a fun week.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this. It's a fascinating thing.
Heather from Phillips says Laurel, so she's Team Laurel. I'm Team Yanni, even though I know that, strictly speaking, that's not correct. That's all I hear. So,
well, and that's the thing. What was really weird, though, is my sister could go back and forth. She's like, yeah, sometimes I
really?
Hear Laurel, sometimes I hear Yanni. It kind of just...
She should be in the next X-Men movie because that's got to be some sort of mutant power.
Mutant power. She's ambidextrous in her hearing, maybe.
Beth says Yanni. Beth from Elk Mound says Yanni. Sandra from Eau Claire says Laurel. So now the votes are starting to roll in. Melanie from Stanley says Laurel. Here's another Yanni. So what do you hear? What do you hear when we play this? Do you hear Yanni or Laurel?
Laurel.
715-396-1670. 715-396-1670. Whose side? Are you Team Yanni or Team Laurel? Just for kicks and giggles, then we'll get back to more royal wedding coverage. But in the meantime, what's most important? More tunes coming up after this on WWIB. I would suggest you pull up a table, belly up to that table, and debate this while you're at Lynn's today. What do you hear?
Laurel.
We've brought in Elijah and Michelle here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, and we're continuing to take your texts, trying to put this matter to bed, but I really don't know if we can. 715-396-1670. Michelle, this apparently is the first that you have heard
this
of this raging
first.
Internet debate. So are you familiar with the dress? Again,
yes.
Was it blue and black or white?
That's
and gold?
What I
so
was
this
thinking.
Is like the audio
like the
version
dress.
Of that, or the shoe, you know, that tennis
right.
shoe or Converse, I think. So I hear Yanni, Elijah.
Laurel.
You hear Laurel every time, right?
Well, that's what it is.
Michelle.
Well, here's the thing. On My Way In is the first I've ever heard of this. You
yes.
were talking about this on the way in. And I heard Yeri with R's.
What?
Yeri with R's.
So now we have a
but
new
now,
variable.
But wait, now.
We can start our own viral
yes.
thing.
Now that I have the headphones on, I hear, play it again. I hear.
All right.
Larry.
Laurel.
Laurel, excuse me.
Laurel.
I hear Laurel now clearly with the headphones on.
Really?
In the car,
Laurel.
I clearly heard Yeri.
Well, that's because I think it has something to do with, as we then watched a video at this at
yeah.
this Culver's. My brother showed us a video where this MIT neuroscientist was basically breaking this
Why
all down.
Why in the world would a neuroscientist? This is the power of the internet and
well,
hilarity
Well, I mean, he was giving an extremely
it.
Detailed analysis of what was going on.
I need
on.
To know.
Well,
it has to do with the high frequencies, right?
Yes. So apparently what happens is Laurel, all of those sounds are low frequency,
Laurel.
More guttural sounds. So those are kind of that lower frequency, whereas Yanni, obviously all of those things are very higher frequency
Laurel.
Sounds.
Laurel.
So it also is not the most clear audio. It's
yeah.
kind of a...
Well, that's kind of the deliberate
aspect
of it, yeah.
It's a distorted kind of bit of audio.
Mm-hmm.
So as this scientist explained it, he said it's a combination of what's in your ears, what's around your ears, and what's between your ears that causes you to hear what you hear, which is, I mean, so there's
multiple
levels
here. So all you crazy people
here.
Who hear Yanni like I do, and so for those who are wondering, because we're not going to make this debate as long as the internet does, the word actually is Laurel. So the original students who posted this to Reddit and then it got taken off on Twitter and such, it was from a vocabulary website. And so you know how you can have it actually pronounce a word for you. So Laurel is the
okay.
actual word, but it got so distorted. And again, this thing just took off. But the actual word that the original source was from was a recording of someone saying Laurel. And again, it just like progressively got worse and worse and worse. So
my car radio is different than these
Laurel.
Headphones.
It probably doesn't have the quality of audio or, you know, again, it's kind of what's around your ears as that influences it as well. And I've seen people say, you know, again, like if it's phone speaker versus maybe a speaker off of a laptop computer, or it really does earphones as opposed to, you know, just kind of hearing it in an ambient sound. It all depends. But I can only ever hear one way, and maybe, Caleb, you can only ever hear it the other way.
Honestly, isn't this kind of indicative of the way our nation is, where it's like, I can only hear it my way, right, and there's no way I could possibly see it from your
point of
view.
This is probably some sort of a deeply commentary microcosm of this country.
All I can say
country.
Is the dress was gold.
Well, here's all you're hearing right now. It's Joel Vaughn. Pray It Up. WWIB. Keep it right here. Well, as we, I'm going to lump myself into this, I guess, anxiously await the royal wedding. Honestly, if there's anything British I watch tomorrow, it might be soccer, and that's going to be a stretch. But we will continue to dissect everything going on with the royal wedding for those who are very, very excited about it. So maybe you already know this, but as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle get ready for their big day, Kensington Palace has been doling out details about their ceremony and reception for the past several months. Did you know, for the uninitiated like myself, the ceremony will take place at midday at St. George's Chapel in Windsor on Saturday, May 19th, which is tomorrow. Midday there means like 6 o'clock a.m. in the morning Central Time. The Archbishop of Canterbury will be officiating. The couple will then travel around Windsor in a horse-drawn carriage before joining their 600 guests for a special 2.5-hour standing brunch that includes, quote, bowl food. Bowl food, as in a bowl. What is bowl food? Cereal? Soup? Do you eat salad from a bowl? What is bowl food? According to the royal family, the couple, who have been non-traditional in their wedding planning, will have a reception on the castle grounds after the ceremony and plan on serving the aforementioned bowl food along with 2-bite canapes to their guests. Harry and Meghan have also been involved in every step of the wedding process and attended several tastings before finalizing the menu. Per pretty much every single British paper, the couple decided on a standing reception so they could meet and mingle with as many of their guests as possible. Here's the thing. A standing reception in the heat of midday for like a couple hours. I'm not a huge wedding person anyway. And again, don't at me, but I'm just not someone who really loves going to weddings. Not really my thing. I'll give you a nice gift, but please don't make me come. 2 hours standing? 2 hours standing. I mean, it's nice that it's like, oh, they want to meet everybody, but I don't want to stand for 2 hours in the type of stiff, formal, starched attire that you would have to wear to go to a royal wedding. And finally, this whole thing about bowl food, I'm thinking eating bowl food while standing, maybe they're just not so unlike me because I eat cereal out of a bowl over the sink sometimes, so. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.